Online fund reaches nearly $2 million to aid Daniel Penny's legal defense. By Simon Kent on May 15, 2023. Nearly $2 million has been raised as of Monday morning for the legal defense of Daniel Penny via a dedicated online contribution site. The funds will help the U.S. Marine veteran who faces a second-degree manslaughter charge in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on the New York City subway. A GiveSendGo page titled Daniel Penny's Legal Defense Fund showed the total stood at $1,921.048 and climbing. According to the page, it was created by the law firm Razor & Kenniff, P.C., and the monies are to cover legal fees from any criminal charges filed in any future civil lawsuits that may arise, as well as expenses related to his defense. Thomas Kenniff, a lawyer for Penny, said he didn't mean to harm Neely earlier this month and is dealing with the situation with the integrity and honor that is characteristic of who he is and characteristic of his honorable service in the United States Marine Corps. Watch, Jordan Neely protesters flood the streets, clash with NYPD. As Breitbart News reported, Penny turned himself in at a New York police station Friday for arraignment. He did not enter a plea in response. Neely, a mentally ill homeless man with over 40 arrests, had allegedly been screaming threats on the F train in New York City before being wrestled to the ground and placed in a chokehold by Penny and two others. Neely lost consciousness during the incident and medics were unable to resuscitate him. The manslaughter charge against Penny, 24, followed more than a week of pressure from leftist activists, including Al Sharpton, as well as the corporate legacy media. AP reports a second-degree manslaughter conviction in New York requires a jury to find that a person engaged in reckless conduct that created an unjustifiable risk of death, consciously disregarded that risk and acted in a way that grossly deviated from how a reasonable person would act in a similar situation. If Penny is convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison. The two other men who wrestled Neely to the ground were not charged. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.